I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
Richard's having some issues with his debit card, so I'll be calling from the bank.
It's Gerald, so this is bound to go sideways.
Hello.
Hello, may I please speak to Richard Stinger?
This is he.
Is it okay if I call you Dick?
No, my name is Richard, so just please call me that.
Oh.
How can I help you?
This is Gerald calling from Wells Fargo Account Services. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm fine, Gerald.
Fantastic. So apparently we have a report that there was an incident with your debit card this weekend. Can you describe to me what happened?
I tried to swipe it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I guess the magnetic strip might be a little off or whatever.
I used it,
but then, I mean, a couple of times I tried to make a purchase, went to the grocery store, tried to get cash,
right,
I went to ATM,
right.
It wouldn't read, and then I got a thing that my card's frozen, so.
Well, we do have reports of people's debit cards being demagnetized at a certain location called Christie's Cabaret. Did you visit that location by any chance?
It's irrelevant.
All right.
I can just tell you that I had my debit card the whole time with me the entire weekend.
It seems that you're becoming a bit aggressive with me, and I am here to help you with the situation. I'm here to ratify.
How am I being aggressive?
You're speaking to me, sir, in a tone that I don't feel is respectable.
Here, I want you to respect this. I used to do what you do for a living.
Listen here, Richard. Unfortunately, we're going to put a block on your checking account to avoid further fraud, and it will be frozen for 5 days.
Hey, listen, Cole. I know how this works. You can go in. All I got to do is come down there to the bank, and I can show you my ID, and that's fine. And I'm unlocked. You are screwing with me. I am not being rude to you, but if you keep with me, I'm going to get rude. You understand me?
Let me ask you a question here, sir. Do you have a couch?
I have a couch. What's the point?
Well, sit on it for 5 days and wait, Dick.
How about if I come down and see your little narrow ass, and we'll talk about this a little bit. Put your boss on the phone, as a matter of fact. You can't with me like this. You understand
How about
me?
I put your wife, Christine, on the phone, Dick?
Wait a minute. How do you know Christine?
She is the one who put you up for this prank phone call. It's Nico from The Nico Show on 94.5 Cool FM. This has all been Phony Baloney. Good morning.
God almighty.
Are you okay?
I don't want to talk to you right now. Okay.
Sorry about that. We just want to have a little fun with you. Sorry about that.
You got me.
Give me the phone.
Phony Baloney on The Nico Show.